It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM,
1400 AM,
WGIL.
5:12 on Galesburg's Evening News and WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Glad you're with us tonight. Have a chance to talk about a change that the United Way of Knox County recently made. They have taken on more or less the operation of another local agency, and I think it's going to end up being a good thing for both. Joining me in studio is United Way of Knox County Executive Director Lon Dunn. Lon, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. How are things going?
Oh, going full gear here. It's campaign season, so you know we're running all cylinders and you know round the clock, kind of.
I saw you were at making the obligatory ridiculous all hours of the clock pitch at Burlington Northern Santa Fe, so that's probably working out well.
Yes, actually, things are looking way up there, and we're pleased with the results, and certainly thrilled with the generosity of the BN Corporation and the employees.
Have you caught up on your sleep, though? I mean, you got to be there like all the darn time for a while, right?
I am more than halfway through a set of mittens from knitting in the wee hours of the morning.
Hey, that's a good that's a nice part. I mean, me, I would probably just fall asleep, but
got to multitask.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a good plan, a very good plan. So we're talking to you because you've taken on operation of an agency that's done a lot of good in the community and was founded by a longtime community member who passed away some years back, but it's an agency that's an organization that's still going strong.
Certainly. The Knox County Teen Court was founded by Lolita Junk, and she had a vision of trying to instill a philosophy of restorative justice. She realized that youth kind of don't always make the best decisions, but they shouldn't spend the rest of their life paying consequences for a bad decision. And she founded the Teen Court back in, I believe, 96. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of wrapped around retail theft was kind of the main bread and butter, I guess, of the cases that Teen Court dealt with. However, with the closing of the Sandburg Mall, and you really can't shoplift from Amazon. So
I don't know about that. There's a will, there's a way, unfortunately.
Well, okay. Well, that might not be something our youth are focused on.
Yeah.
However, youth still struggle with making good decisions, mm-hmm. and they don't always get it right. Right out of the chute there. So.
Talk to me about what led the United Way to decide to take this on. I was reading in a press release you sent out. I'm just going to read half a sentence here. It says, rather than allowing such a needed program to fade away, was that really kind of potentially the case here?
Well, Teen Court was governed by a specific set of guidelines their bylaws limited the realm of the cases that they could take on. So mm-hmm. they hadn't been working with truancy. They hadn't been working with some of the other minor offenses that they could have been. And they were also facing some increased overhead. Mm-hmm. And so, Paula Johnson is continuing on in her capacity as the director of Teen Court, and she's just going to be a program director, and and it gives her time to focus on the mission at hand and build partnerships with our local school resource officers, with the ROE on the truancy issue, and try to basically broaden the scope of what Teen Court can address within our community.
I want to ask you about the truancy part in a minute, but it sounds to me like you're saying that maybe this could kind of, if I'm gathering this right, maybe sort of shift some of the focus of Teen Court into sort of a preventative type of a entity versus a reactionary, perhaps?
Yes, by all means. We plan to bring Teen Court and partner with the schools and make it an educational tool so that kids can start to look at their future selves, to consider, they might not be having the greatest school experience, but they've got to get through it so that they can have that great life that they envision for themselves. And sometimes our youth are so bogged down by their current issues, things like bullying or peer pressure or different things that seem so immediate to them that they don't necessarily consider that future self. What are they going to look like in 10 years? Where do they want to be? Because that bully's going to be long gone. And if they've gotten through that successfully, then they're going to be beyond that hurt and beyond that, that possible isolation even.
How do you get to a kid the encouragement or the motivation to kind of have them look at their, as you said, their future self? How do you do that?
Well, that's one of the areas that I will tell you Paula Johnson is just exceptional at. Yeah. Taking a child one-on-one and just talking to them about, where do you want to be? You know, she really makes them stop and think and about the possibilities, you know, and maybe a lot of times when a child is in that that situation, they haven't thought about what the possibilities are, what all they can accomplish in their life. And when she kind of sits with them and says, this is what you could be. This is, you could drive a truck. You could work in a mill. You could become a machinist, you know, and starts to talk about all of those happily ever afters that, yeah, you know, are kind of simple, you know, when you look at it from an adult perspective. But if a child hasn't considered the options, it's, you know, it can be daunting.
So in addition to this focus, will kind of the original part of teen court, will that stay the same, where there are sort of cases and youth are acting as attorneys and that sort of thing too?
Yes, by all means, the original model will still continue. Okay. It's also giving an opportunity because, like every nonprofit, Teen Court was facing some increased overhead. They had fixed expenses of, you know, insurance and, you know, audits and those things that have to be done to maintain a nonprofit.
Those wacky, pesky regulations.
I know. They get us every time. Uh-huh. You know, so it also allows Paula to focus more on youth. So, right.
Talk about that truancy aspect, because it sounds, and from what I was reading, that you're going to be working more with the ROE on that. And I'm thinking back to when we talked several months ago on Galesburg Live about at least getting kids to attend those first few weeks of school. This kind of extends that out, doesn't it?
Certainly. Yeah, we know that we have to get some messaging out to all of the students on the importance of attendance. And then there are going to be students who have some minor attendance issues that, mm-hmm, the ROE is going to be able to address with their system of sending a letter or what have you. And then there are going to be those top-tier kids that really need some wraparound services. And that's where Teen Court will be able to kind of partner with ROE and offer some support and make sure that those youth are receiving the services that they need, that the family is getting some support from the community if it's that the child is missing school because they're staying home to babysit a younger sibling so that mom and dad can work and not lose their job. You know, so it gives us a chance to dig deep and help those families.
And getting them in touch with entities that the United Way already partners with.
Exactly.
Okay. So this sounds like this is why didn't this happen sooner, maybe?
Well, and it's a matter of everybody kind of learning. I joke that my job as United Way director we have all of these little canoes and kayaks that are, yeah, all rowing in the same direction, and my role is to build the Viking ship. so this is kind of that Viking ship, and not that we intend to take on any other agency and make it into a program, but it's more of providing that support. And, you know, if the situation occurs that Teen Court takes off again and expands themselves into the realm, then that might be sometime that we have a conversation about spinning them back out as a standalone entity again. But for now, we're an incubator.
You can't build a Viking ship when you're spending your spare time knitting mittens, Juan. I mean,
but I actually, if you see those mittens hanging in the trees in Galesburg, because I am a habitual mitten knitter, so if I overdo the knitting, I usually hang them in a tree with a little note, either in town square or out by the high school, so that a child that might need a pair, and they don't stay there very long.
No.
I've only gotten to put a few pair out since I've moved here, but it's something that I did in Pennsylvania and I've tried to bring here to Galesburg.
That's very cool. So otherwise, I have about maybe a minute or so left here, Lana. How are things at the agency going otherwise? You mentioned you're in the midst of fundraising. I guess I imagine you're always doing that. What else do you have going on?
October 29th, we have Michelle Ickard, who is the author of the curriculum Michelle in the Middle. And she is an expert on parenting for middle schoolers. Okay. And she's coming to speak with us at the Cedar Creek Hall on the 29th. We have tickets available through our website, unitedway-knoxcounty.org. And if you click on Celebrate the Journey, because sometimes as parents we forget to celebrate that journey, especially when they're in those middle school years. And the conversations get tougher and it gets to be a little bit stressful.
I should ask, too, I know in years past when folks have considered giving to the United Way and making their, filling out, I love paperwork, filling out their paperwork, you can, let's say if somebody wanted their gift to go directly to, like, say, Teen Court, that can happen, right?
Absolutely. They can designate to any of our partner agencies or any other 501c3 nonprofit. And, we are happy to handle those designated gifts.
Okay. One more time. How can folks get in touch with the United Way?
Okay. They can contact us via our website, unitedway-knoxcounty.org, or call the office at 343-4434.
All right. Lon Dunn, Executive Director of the United Way of Knox County. This is a great thing, having a teen court come under your umbrella or your Viking ship or whatever you're calling it. Thanks so much for coming in. This is a great thing. I appreciate your time.
Thanks so much, Will.